You can start at any point.
Yeah, I know. I'm just getting in the zone.
Okay.
I struggle with this bit. This bit's the hard bit.
Okay, you're not even on the bit that's got intro, are you?
Here it is. Guest introduction. One minute.
Why don't you go to the actual page that's got recording separate to guests, which has got the intro and outro on
it. Oh, what page is that?
Oh, wait. There's only four packing... Fuck me.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks. This week's guest is Joe Marler. What did you both think of him?
Honestly, you are an absolute disaster.
Sorry.
You just do the first bit and then I'll take it.
Okay, great. All right, nice. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks.
And this week's guest is Joe Marler, who is an England rugby supremo and a podcast superstar. You've actually been on his podcast, haven't you?
I have. He's the nicest man. He's very large, not he's height-wise.
Okay. And how did you feel about that?
I loved it. He's one of the most bantery men I've ever met.
That is possibly one of the least favourite things you've ever said. Bantery men.
Bantery. He's very jokes.
So he's a nice guy. He's a funny guy.
England rugby player.
Yeah, what, you a parrot?
Is that what you've said?
Yeah, we have done that, yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'm really looking forward to this one because I have watched the podcast that you did with him.
Have you?
And and to be honest with you, you came across as a tit, but he was great.
He is good.
So I'm looking forward to this one. So everybody, Joe Marler.
He's got 50 caps for England.
He's got more than that.
I'm going to do a little bit of opening spiel.
I'm yours, mate.
Okay.
I mean, he knows how podcast works, I think. It's not your first rodeo, is it, son?
This week's guest is someone who has not only conquered the sporting world, but also the podcast world, something that we really want to do. We will probably fail. Me and Pete are looking forward to becoming professional sports people if we can't crack the entertainment biz. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Yeah, well, this is fucking mental.
So tell us, from that intro, how was it for you?
Before you answer that, Joe, can I just say, I don't want any part of that intro, all right? So you are just judging Sam on the intro on that. I'm not part of that, all right?
As intros go, it wasn't bad, mate.
Yes!
I'd have preferred some eye contact.
Well, no, actually, I was looking at my sheet because I was panicking a little bit.
Yeah, like, what if you did it with the sheet, like... with the eyes, and then you just
I
come
see what
over.
You're saying.
The problem with Sam is that he's socially awkward, so eye contact's a bit of a struggle. So when you do talk to Sam and you don't really, he can't keep. You're not very good at the gaze, are you? So you often when you're talking to Sam, it's sort of like he's following a fly around the room.
I didn't even know you noticed that, Joe. I can't look people in the eye for very long.
Why?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't
do it. Does
it
scare you?
I think
you're
so.
You're trying
yeah.
to do it now, which is the funniest thing. Because and I can tell you're trying to do it because your eyes are watering. That's
what,
the weird.
What does it? What?
I don't know.
It's
just eye contact for some reason is just quite sketchy.
But my eyes aren't going to do anything
We've
to you.
We've all got blue eyes in here as well. I've just noticed that.
It's a relevant point.
But Pete, take
do you know
away.
What? That is the perfect word to use, relevant. All right? So our podcast, Staying Relevant.
I'm going to have some water.
Yeah, please do. And just be quiet for a minute. That'd be great. Is about the fact that we have tried this whole entertainment game for 8-9 years now between us.
It's been a long
we've
time,
done every
Jack.
Show under the fucking sun, and we've not really got anywhere.
It's our last chance saloon.
So I think you're playing yourselves down really hard.
No, because I'll tell you what, it's TikTok. Sam seems to have got somewhere now.
Good at that, mate. I find them really good. Yeah, really good.
My problem is that I'm an adult, so I don't want to do TikTok.
You're really reluctant, aren't you?
I fucking hate it.
It adds to it, though. I love the reluctance. Really love the reluctance.
I just really don't enjoy it.
There's something deep inside you that does secretly enjoy it.
Exactly.
I can see it, the glint in your eye. You're like, fuck off, Sam, but actually this is fucking gold.
Do you know what it is? It's the fact that I know it makes Sam very happy, and as much as I do take the piss out of him all the time, I do love him. You've got to give him something in life.
That's on the record.
Listen, I've said it before. It's like tough love. You have to give him... you know what I mean? I have to be an arsehole to him. Otherwise, don't rub my belly. Because it's things like that that then make me feel quite violent, and then I remember why you're such a cock. So, Joe, you retired from rugby, then went back.
Yeah.
What's the current situation rugby-wise?
Yeah, no, I'd describe myself as a semi-retired professional rugby player.
You know you're good when you can just decide when you
so basically, when you can be bothered, you turn up and go, listen, I'll get in the fucking team, lads.
It's a combo of the young pups in my position at the club aren't quite there yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, I do abuse that a little bit, you know, by actually securing recently a contract with a club that I only go in 2 days a week, to which the rest of the squad are like, what the flying fuck? How have you managed that? I was like, mate.
You said, well, listen, I'm a successful podcaster, so
I
ain't got time for rugby. It's sort of a hobby now.
I actually went down the route of I need to spend more time at home looking after my four kids and helping my wife out.
God, you sound good there, didn't
of
you?
Of which yeah. I haven't done a single day of. Right. You know, today's one of those days I've gone, I should be at home looking after the kids, but fuck it, I'm going to go meet Pete and Sam.
Yeah, no, listen, I completely... It's like looking after the kids, to be fair. Today, that's kind of how I feel with Sam. I feel
yeah, but
like...
he's a lovely... That hug you gave me outside as well, I wasn't Thank expecting you. It. Probably a bit longer than I was anticipating.
No, see, people call me a lingerer, but actually, I think a lingering hug shows that someone cares.
See, I'll usually use the hug to like test someone's awkward levels.
Mm. Ah,
so right. Like, I find it fascinating that you struggle with eye contact with people because yeah. you find it awkward or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you're happy to do a prolonged hug.
I like touch.
Oh, right.
You chose, you go to boarding school?
No.
No?
I went to a comp, Heathfield Community College.
So, because I feel like a lot of people who do ruggers, they are sort
ruggers.
Of like...
Stop, please, they are no. fucking ruggers.
What?
You're going down the... No, let him finish.
Why are you finish. Holding your face?
Let him finish. Go with it.
I feel like people who do rugby... Right?
Ruggers, yeah.
Ruggers.
Ruggers.
I feel like they're... A lot of them from, like, Wellington.
Yep.
They're from, like Tunbridge. They're from, like, all of these, like, the boarding schools.
Yeah.
So they're posh, right?
How many of those people have made it into the England rugby team? Do we think?
A few.
Like from boarding school type places or...
Yeah, a lot.
Is it actually...
Yes, a lot. It's renowned for being like a private school. I don't understand private and public school. What...
Neither do I, actually, because we call it public school, but then other people go, no, you went to private school. I don't actually know what...
Don't know the
yeah,
difference.
I don't get it either. But you know
really,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's a shit bit of knowledge, so it doesn't matter that
yeah.
The posh schools, rugby's renowned for it, but that's because they play it. So you get loads of boys coming through and... Rugby's traditionally always been white, middle-classed, and that's where it's changing now
yeah.
because more and more people get involved and they're going around different areas.
But that's not your background, like a private school?
No, I tried. I yeah. tried early on when I was about 15, 16, and I was like, oh, I'd quite like to make it professional. One of the only routes, not one of the best route was to try and get picked up by a private school.
Wow, I didn't know
what,
that.
And what did they used to give out sort of scholarships if you were decent?
Like, yeah, so I remember going to a private school called Christ Hospital down in Horsham and Brighton College.
Yeah.
And we did a bit of a rugby day, did some interviews thingy, and then they were kind of like, unfortunately, you're not that good at rugby for us to... except how shit you are academically.
No! Right. So aren't you like so, 50 cats so, from England?
So 50 cats from England, but you were that fit that you couldn't get a fucking scholarship. I love that. Thank God you can play rugby because you'd be fucked, mate.
We couldn't. They couldn't justify letting me in for the rugby because the rugby wasn't good enough.
What do you have to be?
No, sorry, that's not the question. How sick are you?
That's more the question. Fucking hell.
Mate, it was
and
a really
still not good enough.
It was a really tough day. Actually, because my parents made me put a pair of chinos on as if to make a fucking impression. I was like, what am I wearing? What are these? My dad's like, it's chinos. Like, that's what they wear. I was like, what do you mean they? He was like, you know, those people, they wear chinos. I was like, okay, what am I wearing on top? Well, obviously a shirt, okay. He then pulled out a sweater vest and he made me wear a sweater
like
vest
a
and chinos, sleeveless
it.
Sweater vest.
So you turned up, right, dressed like the geezer out of...
That's fucking...
In between us. Yeah. Well, briefcase wanker. Yeah, it was briefcase
nice.
Wanker.
Do you know what? I didn't want to cut you off there, mate, but in my induction day to Horace Hill, my first ever...
Oh, was Horace Hill?
It was a bit of a private school. Chinos and a shirt.
Nice.
And a pair of Tods.
Tods?
Yeah.
What are they then?
They're like suede shoes.
Yeah.
Suede shoes. Yeah.
Suede. And then shoes no one, made of suede.
And then no one picked me for the football team. And then I was like, oh no. It was to basically go and make friends before we actually joined the school.
Do you think growing up then, and this is kind of your words, academically maybe not...
Challenged.
Thick.
I mean, no, they were my words. You said academically challenged. I just went straight there with thick. Was sport your kind of thing?
No, I was the fat kid. Absolutely love football.
Okay.
But gradually getting pushed back and back, and they're like, you can't run. Stop getting out the goal. Go back in the goal, which was fine because I filled it pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
But I also had a lot of anger. I was a like angry kid.
Yeah.
And parents tried... sort of channeling that anger. I used to go to karate.
Shit. Yeah. Did you have a belt?
But the, Well, yeah, but not like any colour.
No colour overall.
No, it was just to keep, just my, like, gut, keep my gut in, do you know what I mean? And then, but I'd come home and then, like, do all this shit on my sisters because they'd taught me all this stuff. And so I was like, fucking them up. And then...
Yeah. That'd be nice around the dinner table.
Like, that's not working.
Fucking sisters all chopped to the throat. Shut up. Fucking shut up.
That wasn't working. And then I remember getting, like, a gardening set. Like, to try and...
She went from karate to gardening.
Well, you know, like, you can get those kids' gardening sets. Yeah. They're like, right, that could
your parents
chill you
really
out.
Trying to put you everywhere,
right?
Didn't
they were trying their hardest. It was, I was a bit of a handful, and that didn't work out because you get like a little metal, what's the
trowel?
The one with the spikes,
the prongs, the pitchfork.
Pitchfork, it's the little one.
It's a rake.
Oh, right,
it's a little metal rake. Yeah. And then I whacked that over my sister's head and cracked her head open. They were like, well, gardening's not going to work. And then a mate of mine played rugby. He was like, fucking hell, you're fat and angry. You should try rugby.
And did you fall in love with it?
Loved it. Never any good of it. But I had this ability to channel that anger. And I was so happy that I was legally allowed to assault someone.
If you got in a bar brawl, I need you on my side.
Yeah.
I'm a runner. Although I do like a kick. I do like a kick.
A kick and run.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, no, I stand behind someone and then
you
get
kick
my
people
leg.
From behind.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. You've never been in a fight ever.
You fucking coward.
No, absolutely never.
But everyone want, mate, you'd want a kicker on your team.
I don't feel like you're the sort of person that actually gives a shit about the adulation or the kind of, you know, however many caps you got and all that sort of stuff. Is that fair?
Well, recently I played my 250th game for my club.
Yeah.
And they were making, like, in the lead up to it, they're like, oh, we're going to do the game. I was like, why? Like, you didn't fucking bother at 249.
Like, you it's won't a bit bother like Valentine's for 249. Day. If you're going to be romantic, do it all year round. Yeah. Don't just do it on one day a year, you fucking prick.
Just not bothered. Like, I'm not, it's nice. People look at their career, oh, I want to play 100 games for this, I want to do that. And that's great. But, I've just been like, no, I just want to play for as long as I can.
Do you still love the game now? Do you still love the game now? Or is it because you get a bit of pee now?
No, I fell out of love with it because I was like, this is too fucking serious.
Is that when you retired?
That was one of the times I retired.
Is that when you grabbed someone by the testicles?
Didn't retire after that one. I was actually in the height of my enjoyment.
That was just a good day.
It was a great day in the office. Fine. But then
don't get any fucking ideas, Sam.
He's getting closer.
You start reaching out to my fucking cock, you're getting one in the front.
He's moving from that belly rub a little bit, a bit closer down. I love it now, mate. I love it. I play it. I remembered why I started out playing it.
Like anything, people, you take things for granted, don't you, in the middle part, because it becomes your job and that's what you're doing. And then now, as you're probably in the twilight of the career, you're enjoying it more because you're thinking, fuck, I just want to do this for as long as possible because it won't always
it won't,
be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're not in the twilight, you know. If you're only 32, you can go. How long can you go?
No, I'm in my twilight.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's really.
Yeah.
So like, sort of
it's
like,
imminent.
It really?
Yeah. I am acutely aware that I've got employers that at any moment could just go, you're taking the fucking piss now.
Yeah.
But then I've got this whole like batch of photos and bribery material that I can just keep lumping out occasionally and be like, are you sure? One more year?
Got the hard drive.
Right, okay, finally go for it.
So when you retired the first time then, was that a choice based on your performance or was that a personal choice?
Well, 2016 was like my first break.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a bit of a meltdown, fell out of love with the sport. I thought it was all rugby related and just thought, fuck it, I'm not going on tour.
Was it rugby related?
Well, no, it turned out it wasn't because I had a nice break with the family, lovely summer off, came back refreshed, and then gradually I started feeling the same again. I was like, what the fuck? This is dog shit. And I kept putting it on the rugby. I thought, it's too serious. It's like you described, it becomes your job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took it for granted.
It becomes a job, not passion,
doesn't it? And I wasn't enjoying it as much. And I was like, fuck this. And it was all shit. And then... it was more that 2016 period was more of a patch up job. You know, okay, it's the rugby, but keep going. I've got bills to pay, I've got the family, all that lot. And then 2018, I had a proper meltdown, like lost the plot at home. Things had gotten really dark. I thought, right, yeah, no, I need to retire completely. I need to get out of this because it, again, I didn't understand what's going on. I thought it was a rugby. I thought I need to get out of the spotlight and all that lot. Turned out it wasn't. I went and got some help. Diagnosed with depression. A lot had been going on. And that sort of... There was like a 6 to 8 month period where not recovery, but it was like starting to realise what had been going on, getting some answers behind it, starting on the medication. And then just I said, right, I'm going to go give it another crack, see if I can give rugby another crack. I haven't looked back since.
Really?
I've loved it. I was also fortunate. People
were shit.
I was also fortunate there wasn't too many coming through, so I managed to get Sam. That's your best work for a long time. The timing was just
fucking
brilliant.
Sam, I think
that
might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Should we carry on? Let's keep going.
It's been
no. I think you should. I think you should get up and leave now.
Don't repeat it again. Don't just sit with it. That was good. Yes. That was really good.
Sweating.
No. You got it, Sam. You get another one.
Thank you. You can always come back.
We'll do another one. We'll tee up another one.
Because you can.
We'll give you the signal and the word.
Yeah.
And then you go again.
I'll write it down.
You either live long enough to become the villain, or you either die the hero or live long enough
to
see yourself
Batman. Yeah. Right. Fuck. Excellent. Yeah. And I had the greatest. We went to Japan for the World Cup. We obviously lost in the final. I had a fucking incredible time. Have you both been to Japan before?
No, never. I really want to go.
It's my number one place I want to go.
You fucking got to go.
Yeah,
it's
my
incredible.
Number one place, mate.
It is nuts. The people are incredibly crazy. Like, you can get all sorts, like even an owl cafe or cat calf, as well as a vending machine that does use knickers.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so that's just a flavour of hell.
Mate, you painted it perfect.
Oh, you're going. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Well, Pete will be there after they use knickers.
Yeah, you lost me in cat cafe, but as soon as you said vending machine we use knickers, I thought, first day, I can make a few quid.
Paddy Power put me a 20-1 to make the plane.
Really?
Of which that odds were still going at 20-1, even though I had that inside information because I was going back in the squad. And then South Africa were also like, I'd say 15-2 or something to win the World Cup final.
Fully here for that.
Can I ask you
a game question, right?
Game.
What's it like to face the hacker?
It's
not as big as not big of a deal, is it?
Right, it's really boring.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you said that, because I'm going to be honest. Listen, I know it's really iconic and it's a big cultural thing and whatever else, but
I get goosebumps.
It's bollocks.
It's got to the point now where I think, stop it.
Yeah, it's bollocks. Is there recently there has,
it reminds
there has been
me of 14-year-old girls doing TikTok dances.
That's so popular, Pete.
I know, but
that's why they do it.
Is that what it is? There must be a hacker
TikTok.
Yeah,
they're looking for a hacker TikTok.
What's the
sponsor.
Study? What's the study you've just
There was a
about?
Recent study saying that it's been proven that it increases their chances of winning the game.
Really?
And I'm like, I'm all for a bit of tradition. What the fuck? Like, why are we allowing one team or a couple of teams to do the hacker and then...
We just watch.
We're just there watching. Yeah. It's immediately you're being submissive to someone that you can do it. Yes, there's cultural stuff around, but I'm like, look, we've got loads of culture. Loads of different countries got culture, but we don't, before the game, go...
Yeah, I mean, if it was England, you'd all be there having fucking 12 pints before the fucking game on the centre.
Railing a line of gear and you're in.
I'm fucking throwing flares. Fucking flaring at each other. Brilliant. Yeah, fine.
Do you like respond? Do you ever shout at them when they're doing it? Like, fuck you.
For so long, I've wanted to just, like, fuck it off and just...
Moon them.
It's not brave art, mate. Like, what are you going to
moon
mean?
Them?
Yeah, but show your bum.
No, I know what I've moved. I know what it is, but it's not the route I was looking. Just, you know, like, just not acknowledge it. And but in that World Cup semi-final that we played them, we decided the night before or two nights before that we were going to do something. And I was like, fucking bout time. About
what did
fucking
you do?
Time. So they do their hacker in a triangle shape, you know, this phallic symbol.
Mm.
You know, immediately they're like, oh, we're fucking coming.
We're going to shove our penises in you.
Yeah, we're going to get each and every a noose and fuck
just
it.
Absolutely go for it. Slide it in.
So then we did the chalice. You know, we did the
nice.
Cup, the chalice.
Oh, so you allowed them
so
to enter.
So we welcomed it, yes. Yeah. So it was more like... Oh.
It was a consensual sort of like, please,
okay, please come, please and come. We're here. Yeah. We're going to do this for you.
Nice.
But it was funny, the night, or two nights before, when we were saying we're doing it, we met as a team, we're like, right, we're going to do something. Okay, fine, let's just do get around and all that lot. Originally, it was meant to be a semicircle. And the fact, there was a couple of characters in the team that... In the politest way possible, Sam, you would probably be one of these characters too.
Legends.
I was a fucking helmet in there.
No.
It was a couple of dickheads.
Pete, that actually said, well, where am I going to stand? And we went, what do you mean? They were like, we're just going to stand in a semicircle. Yeah, but where specifically shall I stand? I was like,
it's a valid question.
Just where? No, then we had to get a whiteboard in. We had to draw a pitch. We had to draw the thing. And then we had to actually go, like, fuck me.
To be fair, Jesus. Joe, it's a valid question. Because you don't want to be the guy who gets the routine wrong.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a valid question because... We didn't actually get the semicircle right. Yeah.
We hit the square. Right.
You ended up doing the reverse Mighty Ducks.
And that was so we ended up doing this V and we started not charging them, but like walking towards them. And there's a rule. You're not allowed to.
Didn't the French do it really famously years ago?
They all put T-shirts on that made the French flag and they charged them. So they put in the rules that actually you can't charge them since that. And there was this line that you couldn't cross, but we just kept walking to try and make this shape of a what's that shape?
We're going to envelop you.
Envelope.
Yeah, we're going to envelope you.
Right, excellent. Yeah. And then kept walking, and I kept going because I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's just keep going.
Was it
and
just you?
So I was on the far left, and I kept walking towards them, and I thinking the boys are coming with me. They'd stopped. I was like... No.
Because that would have been really embarrassing and they'd have to go back.
Did you shuffle back?
They kept going. But then the ref was like, you've got to get back. Got a bit. And I was like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
So you just looked bang up for it.
Bang up for it. And then I went and sat on the bench.
No!
Which was fine because I was happy to piss him off. Because I was at the start. All the best. Cheers. But I ended up getting a fine off the back of that. I think it was like a £5,000 fine, of which I refused to pay. I think they're still trying to chase me for it now.
What happens if you refuse to pay like a sporting fine?
Well, I mean, they're still chasing him now.
They're still chasing. They just chase you for the money, yeah.
I do want to ask a question. We're on the talk of fines, right? So when you did grab that man's testicles, right? First of all, how hard? Secondly,
what, his cock or how?
No, you grabbed the balls, didn't you?
Did I?
From what I'm aware of,
yeah.
Well, you tell me.
I tickled his scrotum.
You tickled them.
So gave a little cock tickle.
And what did he complain to the ref? How'd it go? Like, what happened?
Right, so...
No, they went for a drink and dinner after.
Alan Wynne-Jones, who's the gentleman you're talking about that I did give his...
Who did he play for?
Wales. He was the captain. He's their enforcer. He's the thing. And the year before, England had played him and he'd wound up a young tight head prop called Carl Sinclair, who's very angry, like really fright and hot-headed.
Yeah.
And he'd wound him up a treat. There was this famous scene, like it was a fucking...
It's just like, God, it's like, mate. Yeah. Well, we've got more in common than I thought.
There you go. Structured reality.
Structured reality,
there you go. It was a little bit of structured reality and he's towering over Sink and Sink, Carl, had lost his nut, gave away three penalties and then gets subbed. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. I've got a headache.
Do you want chips with that?
Sorry.
What the fuck is
in no way did I expect to come on here and then just get spat on across the room.
Did it hit you?
That fly.
I'm so sorry. Oh man, so sorry.
Right, do you know what, Joe? I would love to say that this is a one-time thing, but we had Tom Grennan on recently, and Sam laughed so hard that he farted.
No, information.
But then tried to carry on as if we didn't notice, and Tom went, "Did you just fucking fart?" Can you stop?
Just spat all over me,
Can I tell you what happened?
Go on.
It's because you were in a really big speech and I didn't... So I was trying to keep it in so I didn't have my hand over my face. I thought I could control it.
And it just went everywhere.
So sorry. Carry on.
How's that eye contact now?
How's that eye contact now? So he'd wound up this guy.
He'd lost his nut. Fuck's sake. He'd lost his nut. Yeah. And it got pulled off. And then... You're horrible. That is
so
good.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
Do you ever do that to your missus?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do.
You sneeze on her?
Sometimes I'll force myself to sneeze. Like,
How do you even do that?
Well, you can just like wiggle. I've got a bent nose and it goes in and
broken?
Out.
Is it broken?
Yeah, and I can wiggle it sometimes. I might do it in a minute, actually.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, go on. Let's do a sneeze walk.
Not when you know it's happening.
Yeah, do me a favour.
Yeah, fine.
Because I don't fancy being in the middle of you two having a fucking sneeze cock off.
We'll be sat on the sofa sometimes and then I'll just go and then just sneeze all over.
Very my kind of banter.
Like what you just did to me.
Very my banter.
Karma. Okay.
Yeah, love that. that.
So anyway, he's lost his nut. He's been taken off. And then we had this the following
year.
Does
your girlfriend smell your farts?
No, not in the slightest. She thinks I'm a stinky piece of shit.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just got a bridge. He's angry at me now.
He's doing the smell fart face himself. He's like,
and he's right in the middle of a fucking story.
It will get there. It's
Jesus,
better not be.
Me.
So then following year, we're having a team meeting before the game, a couple of days before the game again, and they're like, right, what are we going to do about Alan Wynne-Jones and his tactics, the way he winds people up and stuff like that?
Did you say, I'm going to grab his cock?
I just stopped the group from talking. And I'd just come
back. I'm going to wank him off.
I'd just come back in the squad and stuff like that. And I said, lads, don't worry. Like, I'm not good at rugby. I am world class at making other people shit at it.
Shit at rugby. Right. Oh, okay? I like that.
So that is my talent.
Shithousery.
Correct. And I went, I'll deal with him. Don't worry about it. I've got this. Now, that sounds like I had a predetermined plan to grab him by the cock. That wasn't the case in the slightest.
You're just going
to
wind him
I
up.
I just went, I'll get him. Don't worry. I'll deal with him. Because we'd toured together a few years ago with the Lions. So we knew each other well. And it all kicks off early doors in the first half, as we knew it would. And he's at the forefront of it. And then I just like, fuck this. I come in as quick as, like, sneakily as I can, slip between two blokes and, like, just give his cock a little tickle like that to try and... I don't know why. It just... I mean, he'd tickled my cock several times in training or whatever, but it's sometimes a weird thing that rugby players do.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I did wonder where you were going with that, mate.
Yeah, five, thanks. And then...
So you tickled his penis?
Gave him a little tickle, and then...
Was he hard?
How long was this tickle?
Well, I don't know.
He wasn't fully wanking him off.
We're talking like less than 5 seconds. A little cock flick.
Okay. Oh, he flicked his penis.
A little cock flick.
You've normally come by that point.
Joe, you must have seen some initiations in your time. Don't name names, but what kind of initiations have we seen?
Yeah, there's.
I mean, you can name names if you want.
The thing is, I think a lot of it is mainly like uni sort of rugby. Not failed, but like... It's more of a unit. They think they're as close as they are to playing rugby professionally, but they're not. So then there's
but
this
the
whole
that,
sort of...
I could have been a good player, but my ACL went.
But it's also... It's not just, you know, just rugby at uni. It's the sort of male... masculinity thing in the whole
toxic
of
masculinity,
whole of uni and environments
so
like
I
that.
Just hear
that
Pete
I'm not
say
really
toxic
masculinity. Yeah, nice from you, Pete. Really like that.
Give me one where you've watched him and be like, oh, that's a bit intense.
Intense.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, like the arse juice.
No, there's small ones. There's like in warm ups, we'll be playing a bit of football, and if you get nutmegged, you've got to hang from the post with your cock out.
That's not a small one. That's quite.
Well, but, it is if you hang from the post.
Oh, that's not nice.
But you look at that and you go, hang on a minute. I know we're a rugby team and that, but imagine you're in an office and you've made shit tea or something or someone's thing and they go, sorry, mate, your tea's not up to scratch.
So now everyone's going to teabag you.
Can you we hang you on the back of this door with your cock out? Is that happening in the thing? So why the fuck is it happening at a rugby club or in a rugby team? It's just, I'm trying to be a bit more like, nah.
Oh, you've done it. It's covering his tracks.
I mean,
you've
no, there's been a couple of early doors. There was a couple. We used to, a couple of clubs that I was loaned out to, we used to like grease up the wooden floors of the clubhouse with fairy liquid and that. And then we'd get the smallest player butt naked.
That'd
and we'd set up a load of some of those big bins, like 10-pin bowling, and then we'd use the smallest guy as a bowling ball. He'd have to curl up, and that's less of an initiation and more like a
scoop.
Well, he had to consent to it whilst we were all crowding around.
That's what I used to do.
Or he'd get punched in the head.
You just want to be part of the team. You just want to be there.
It's a little bit like earlier on me having a cigarette. So Sam doesn't.
Sam
smoke,
joined.
But just wants can I be part of this?
Yeah, I found that really quite awkward because he had the fag in between his middle fingers and then he was actually flicking it in his eye and he didn't really know where to put his hand.
Mate, honestly,
and then he was four drags down and then put it on the floor and that was your last fag. And it was like, cheers, mate.
Honestly, he does it all the time. And my favourite one is when I have a fag and he goes, oh, let me have a bit of that. And I go, well, no, have one then if you want one. And he goes, oh, I don't want a whole one. But I do. So.
And then is he one that bums the shit out of it? And you go, oh, God, that is soggy as
soggy.
Have it back.
Weirdly enough, and I thought this was going to go this way when you came in, is that we were going to talk loads about the rugby side of things. However, that is not all you do. You are now podcast supremo.
You're a celebrity, Joe.
No.
Yes, don't try and fight it. You right. are.
No, I'm not you know fighting
what,
it.
Do you know what I love
I
about
just
not.
Make podcasts. Like.
Well, I'll tell you what, actually, then that's a good question. So, you know, the podcast is called Staying Relevant. It's about more so Sam's quest for fame that I'm sort of being dragged along because I never meant to do all this sort of stuff.
Right.
Oh, here, this is where he gives us his, I was a recruitment officer in the city.
Officer. Were you actually?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the force.
For how long?
10 years.
Fucking
so
hell.
I was a medical, so basically I was director.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'm not going
no,
to do
it. I haven't no, heard it, though, Sam. I haven't heard it. Okay, you might have heard it.
I had a job before all this sort of stuff. Yeah. So I was director of the largest healthcare provider in the UK.
Oh, had to say largest
right.
there, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just letting you know, so I've set up offices all over the world and done all sorts of
right,
things.
Right, yeah.
So I never meant to do this.
You
this,
gave it up
this
for
stuff.
This.
Gold. And then he met me.
Brilliant. That is
so
gold.
Celebrity. You, Sam just said you're a celebrity and you said, no, I'm not. I always say the same thing. I don't...
Because we're not.
No, no. And that, but
yeah,
that,
but that's hard. That's harder for you to say than it is for
no,
me to say.
But I disagree.
You are legit celebrity.
No.
You're on TV all the time. It's a scattergun approach, is it? You just put yourself out there as much as you can and something will stick.
Just throw shit at the wall.
Yeah, yeah. But like Entertainment Monkeys, just throw shit and something will stick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, any right, show. Because this is... any show that
you,
we'll have
you started off the show saying, we've literally done every show you can think
however,
of.
However, listen, this is why I consider it differently. We don't necessarily have any talents. You, I would consider someone like yourself a celebrity based on the fact that you are...
Pro athlete.
Well, basically,
pro rugby player.
Pro rugby.
There's nothing
but
athletic
you pay
here,
for your country.
Yeah,
we're still fucking about.
You're trying really hard, and that's what counts.
Exactly. We're trying really hard.
Trying really hard.
It's like when you you know if you play for like a sports team or something, you always have player of the year and you have manager player of the year, players player of the year, and you always get most improved player. And it's always the guy that turns up and he's fucking dog shit, right?
But you need those people,
fucking
though,
trying,
mate.
You do need,
you
those,
need
people
those people
because they make everyone else look better. basically, what
we're like
here
the
for.
Glue. We're like
you're
the glue
players.
Yeah, yeah, we're
you're
the glue players. We're not massively talented in the team, but we're squad players who bring the morale up.
So
or down,
or yeah,
or
well,
down.
If it's Pete, yeah.
Or down.
But yeah, I think you have to have that yin and yang. You know, the light and the dark. It's good
because everyone else around him enables him to be a cock. So I just try and prevent him from being one.
You bring
him
back down to
yeah,
work.
You've got to
right,
do that,
okay,
mate.
Fine.
So anyway, so we've done the kind of rugby thing, which is I kind of knew how this was going to go because we don't really know anything about that world. The
no,
podcast world.
It is interesting though.
The podcast world we don't necessarily know much about, but we have got this is ours.
Yeah,
this is our podcast.
This is your podcast.
Yeah. But you've smashed the fucking life out of it. Now,
how?
Tell us.
I don't
and where
know.
Did it start? Where did you get the idea? Did you want to do it or was someone suggest it to you?
I've been a fan of podcasting for a while. And then, did you ever listen? Have you ever listened to that Serial podcast, like one of the originals about
Serial Killer?
No. It was called Serial and it was about Adnan Syed, the guy that's just been released.
No.
Are you taking a piss?
No.
Right, maybe start with doing a little bit of research on podcasting.
Yeah.
That'll be a first bit of advice to you.
So I know the guy you're talking about.
Adnan Syed.
No,
but I've never heard the podcast.
Stay with
I didn't
me.
Know
no, that was like that, one of the original that sort of set podcasting out. Like,
well, I thought it was like my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah, that was then this was like real life.
Well, the first
thingy,
one actually was
my
Ricky Gervais.
With his...
With the bald guy.
Carl Pilkington and that. Yeah, it was fucking gold.
Yeah, it was gold.
Absolutely gold. And then, so I've been a fan of it. And then two of the guys that used to work at the BBC, I met out in Japan and we'd had a conversation.
Were you both queuing up for the underwear vending machine? I met them in the queue at the underwear vending machine.
Went out for a coffee at this cat cafe. They were sitting there all taking turns sniffing some knickers. Dirty fuckers.
Yeah, we've all been there.
And then...
I've never sniffed pants.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Shall we?
Would you? Have you done it?
Now? I've got a pair in my bag.
Does it have you?
Yeah, they're mine.
So, and the podcast started.
The podcast started. These two guys, Tom and Steve, they left the BBC and set up a podcast company themselves.
Yeah.
And I met them in Clapham one day and they said, do you fancy doing a podcast? And Tom was actually one of the three originals of the Peter Crouch podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. So he's like the sort of fan role in that thing. And so we knew his onions. And I
you
went.
What?
It's the same. Okay. Carry on.
And then,
how would you know an onion?
Excellent. I don't know where it's come from, actually, Sam. We
thank you.
If you know
that.
Your onions, it's based on layers, so you know every part of...
We've got the wise old owl in Pete that's just helped us out.
Christ almighty, honestly.
And they went, do you want to do a podcast? I went, yeah, what about? And they were like, well, we'll just meet loads of random people and talk to him. I went, right, let's see how that one goes. And we have. We've done over 150 episodes now. And Pete can relate to this part, is that I went through a long period of hating people.
Yeah.
Or at least openly going, fuck off, I hate the world, I'm not interested in being around any of you fuckers. You're shit, you're horrible. And I think it was more like defence system, like letting people in, and you go, they're going to fuck you.
Yeah, 100%.
They're definitely going to fuck you, so don't let them in the first place.
Yeah, 100%.
And then it came full circle, and this the podcast I do now...
Joe, I feel like you've came here to sort of just... You know when people just kind of do background...
Zoo?
No, they do kind of background checks on the competition, and he's going to go back and go, don't worry about that one.
I think we're all right here, boys.
I think we're doing well, lads.
It's a confirmation. We're doing all right, boys.
I just want to confirm we're fucking good. So that's as much as... And that's why, like you said, you know, the podcast side of things, you really enjoy it. And actually, rugby is sort of your job and you do sort of love it. Podcasting is something that you do because you do really enjoy it.
I'm really passionate and love meeting all these different people. It's great.
Weirdly enough, as much as I don't like the whole kind of reality game, which I don't.
Which is remarkable.
I genuinely
really
don't.
Remarkable, because I've lost count of how many reality TV shows you've been on.
Listen, pays the bills. I'll do anything for a few quid.
Let's go dating three times.
Four.
Have you?
This has been wonderful. I've enjoyed that absolute.
So you've started out the podcast now because you want another attempt at staying relevant.
Yeah. We're gonna be Ant and Dec.
I think they do say aim for the stars or something like that.
Shoot for the stars, at least you hit the moon.
Again, but what are you doing on the moon?
Well, you're high.
You boys will be brilliant.
Thank you, mate.
And you'll have fun doing it. That's the most important thing. You'll fucking have some fun doing it.
Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on, mate. I think I say this after everyone, but I think this might be my favourite.
Right. He has literally said that after everyone, hasn't he?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't tell every guest that you say it after everyone as well. Because if you are just going to say it, just don't say it after.
I've just really enjoyed
myself. It sort of takes away the compliment.
Yeah. I feel like we're three guys just just getting along.
Yeah, it's exactly the same way that you ended the podcast with Tom Grennan. We are just three guys getting along.
Thanks for having me, boys.
It's
been a pleasure. Pardon?
I love you. Not in like a weird way, but I love you. That has got weird. You're a great guy.
Thanks.
Do you know what? Thanks for coming on Staying Relevant, Joe. I don't love you, but I think you're a great guy, and I apologise that Sam spat on you.
Go down.
I don't think it reached as far
as a highlight of mine. That's how I stay relevant. I get Sam Thompson to spit all over me from across a room. Just end. Cheers.
We'll just leave it there.
I'm leaving.
So Joe Marler, thanks all ever so much for being on.
Thanks. Bye.
We've now done a few of these,
And they've gone fucking well.
Let me talk. We've just done a few of these, and I think you need to stop creeping out the guests.
I'm not creeping.
You need to stop being unhygienic around them. Farting and spitting on them is not okay.
I know it didn't get. It didn't reach
tell everyone. It did. It was hanging out of his beard. I saw it. It looked chewy, and I didn't like it. It was. You made it weird. So if you could stop being weird, I think we could have a decent podcast here. Stop telling that you love them. It's creepy.
No, but I always find that when you tell someone you love them, that's like a really nice way of being like, God.
It is, but it's just sometimes it's a bit much. Sam made Joe Marler feel so uncomfortable that he's actually left the studio.
Well, yeah, and also why Pete, you didn't really do much, did you? Just ask good questions.
I actually really liked him. I think he's a really, really nice guy.
He's awesome.
He's a really nice guy. And actually, before he came on here, I hadn't seen or listened to his podcast, but I listened to the one that you did with him, and he is... he's a podcast superstar.
Yeah, he's really
very,
good.
Very good.
Yeah. And we had him on here.
And we had him on here. So, yeah, we were very, very happy with
that. So we're now going to steal his listeners, and they're going to come on to our podcast as well. And now we're going to be podcast legends.
And within seconds, they will probably switch straight off. But if you don't, then please subscribe and follow so you're the first to know when each new episode comes out. Rate us 5 stars and leave a review. Only if it's a nice review. If it's a bad one, go fuck yourself. And also, if you could follow us on socials, which is at Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, and then Sam Thompson UK, which is Sam's Instagram, mine P_Wick01 on Instagram.
And we're going to do some fun videos as well with Staying Relevant. We've got a really good idea.
Sam has got an idea that he thinks I'm doing, and we shall see.
Yeah. It involves 2 mopeds and a very long journey.
And we'll leave it there. See you all next week.
Can I leave?
Yes.
Are you going
to
go?
No, I'm just going to go outside and leave you to do your end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but don't leave.
Well, I'll have to leave at some point.
Yeah, okay. God, you're so needy.
Boys, that was great fun.
I fucking love that.
Okay, so fucking, it's like a panic room.
Open the door.
Is this a panic room?
Is it actually locked?
I think I've locked it.
God, you are thick.
Insanity Group.